Yirmiyah Parachaf, Pasuk Tesavav, Leulinishmas Pesal Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So in the previous Pasuk, we said that Yirmiyah said, cursed is the day on which I was born. And so he continues in that vein, Arur ha'ish asher bisar esavi le'mor yulad l'cha ben zachar. Cursed is the man who brought the news to my father saying a son has been born to you. Sameach simchahu. Making him very glad. So the Medrash makes a connection and says this was Pashchur himself, who the whole parak has been about, and that he was the one who told Chilkiyahu, Yirmiyah's father, that Yirmiyah had been born. So Yirmiyah is really down on himself. Psychologically, he's in a very low place at this moment. Rabbi Breuer has an amazing take on this sequence. Cursed is the man who informed Yirmiyah's father of his birth, thinking the news would make him happy. It is just as if he announced to him the imminent destruction of Sodom and Amorah and expected him to rejoice at the news. Cursed is the man who is capable of such heartlessness. He sees the birth of the era of the Churban as good news somehow. And it can't be. Tezayin v'hoyah ha'ishahu ke'arim asher hafach Hashem v'lo nicham. That man, the man who informed my father that I was born, yikes, will be like the cities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overturned. Asher hafach Hashem v'lo nicham. And didn't repent, didn't regret doing so. Let him hear an outcry in the morning. Tzaka, screaming in the morning. And the trua, a scream at noontime and also all the way on through the day. So this is the opposite of the bells ringing for the birth of the new prince, the shofar blowing a teruah when good news comes out. This is not good news. Yitzayin asher lo mosesani me'rachem. That he did not put me to death from the womb. Vatihi li imi kivri. So my mother should be my grave. If one dies in the womb, if the fetus is aborted within the womb, then the womb becomes his grave. Rachma haras olam. And her rechem, her womb, would be a perpetual pregnancy because I would never be born. Who should have killed me? So Rashi says the Malach HaMoves. Halavai, the Malach HaMoves, would have put me to death before I emerged from the womb. A pregnancy of eternity that will never result in a child. V'nomar lefanav shira chadasha, haleluka. Sometimes we say a shir chadash, masculine, because it can't give birth to anything. Gender, current definitions notwithstanding. But a man without a womb cannot birth the future. Shira chadasha, as we say in the Haggadah, is that it should be rather the feminine, where a womb can give forth the child. And here we have Yirmiyah saying, I wish I would never have come out of the womb. Now, by the way, this makes sense. The Ma'am Lois points out something truly frightening, which is that Yirmiyahu's mother died in childbirth. So the fact that she would appear eternally pregnant with a dead baby inside her is because she died as well at that time. This is kind of horrifying. It's the darkness within the human soul here. That Yirmiyah can see such darkness is something, it's a personalization of a Navi that we don't always get to see. And finally, Yudches Lama Zemi Rechem Yotzasi. Why is it that I left the womb? Liros Amol V'yagon, to witness only labor, hard work, and sorrow. V'yichlu B'voshes Yomoy. And my days would be consumed and end with shame. All I saw when I came out of the womb is toil and grief. If I came out by myself in the manner of a child born alive, all I see is the Churban Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi. Everybody who hates me is constantly deriding me and humiliating me. My birth, says the Malbim, came under a bad sign. Is this a life? And unfortunately for Yirmiyah, unfortunately for the human condition, yes, it is. Some lives you know, are not hashtag first world problems. Some lives are real suffering and travail without an easy out at the end, without a positive ending. Yirmiyah says, now there is, says Rabbi Breuer, no reply from Hashem to this complaint. So why is there no reply? So Rabbi Breuer says, even the question itself is the wrong question, because that implies a complete misinterpretation of Yirmiyahu's complaint. It's a fierce spiritual struggle for the Navi to attain the inner firmness to accept his life with calm and serenity, with words of Hallel and Shira, which also appear in this same parak. He says, all of Parakim Yud Aleph through here, through Chaf, were this struggle to accept, to carry out his calling, to anticipate the catastrophe which is about to befall his people. So if you look at it that way, then the last 10 Parakim of almost unrelenting negativity and bitterness and difficulty are the test of the Navi for him to accept the mantle of his mission. And that's a really tremendous insight into an individual human being. If you think about Sefer Yonah, where Yonah tries to escape and run away from his mission and ultimately has to deliver it and then asks for death afterwards. It is hard to be a Navi. Not that I know this from personal experience, but the Nevi'im themselves are showing us it's the word of God, but it's the word of God as understood through the human experience. And that is amazing. If you look, for example, at something like Christianity, which tries to take a superhuman and elevate the experience somehow through their variety of godhood, that's not what Yiddishkeit is about. What Yiddishkeit is about is taking the human experience and seeing eternity as well as we can through that human experience. We're getting glimpses. And it's a struggle. And it's hard. And if you read all the travails of Moshe Rabbeinu with a fractious Klal Yisrael all the way through the Midbar, you understand that it's never an easy thing to be the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yirmiyah has accepted it. And so we're going to see now, leading up to the events, taking shape of Bavel and Churban that are to come. And eventually an epilogue at the end of the Sefer after the Churban has come.